I'm in the heart of the wood itself, and I'm just approaching the eco camp. This camp has been here for 2 weeks now, and I can smell the campfire. They've just had their breakfast a short while ago. Let's bring in some of the people. People who have come locally as well as further afield because of the importance of this issue as far as they see it. Let's bring in Tim Gallagher first. Tim, why are you here? Why is it so important for you?
I'm here because I'm lucky enough to know what a beautiful place this is. I've experienced it. I've experienced the calm just 20 minutes bus ride from the city centre. We're here to make sure that future people can enjoy it as well.
But future people need homes.
Future people need homes, true. There's a lot of sites around this area where you wouldn't be taking away a site of... No, the site offers the same sort of calm.
But this wood isn't threatened though, is it?
No, this wood would be sanitised by the HP.
How do you mean sanitised?
Well, for example, people bring pets. Cats have been shown to have a sort of radius of area that they go to of a kilometre. This is more than a kilometre now. So if we had these houses here, just the example of cats, if we had houses here, that would be the birds, etc. gone.
So your worry is that the kind of the natural beauty of this wood could be destroyed?
My worry is that the natural beauty of Nottingham could be destroyed, because to me, that Nottingham is enriched by having Sharp Hill.
Enriched.
Not
yeah.
Just the wood.
Okay. Let's bring in another one of the protesters here. Ted, tell me why you think this issue is so important enough to bring you here today?
Well, I've demonstrated in the past against things, and I'd rather demonstrate for things, what I'm into.
And what's special about this wood?
Well, it's very close to Nottingham, and it is unique. It's historic. It's Oliver Cromwell tried to do his thing, and Charles I raised the standard here.
So it's the kind of historical reason that you'd want to keep this wood. It's been part of our tradition.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's bring in somebody else. Matthew. Matthew, you were telling me a little bit earlier you used to play in this wood.
Yeah, well, it's just like me and Mitch, 4 months, 5 minutes, and it's similar to that. And I've got a lot of memories of the wood that came
But these new homes aren't going to be built on this land, are they? So people will still be able to come into this wood and play like you did.
Well, I suppose you could say that, but really, there's lots of parking lots, and there's more parking lots than more than that. So now it's going to be a lot of different things around the place, and
so you think it would be spoiled?
Yeah.
Okay. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, there are people who have come from outside of Nottingham to support this encampment. There are also local residents as well who are supporting the camp. And let me bring in Sarah. Sarah, you live very near here, don't you, in part of West Richard. Why is it important for you?
I like the dog walk up here, and I find it all very pleasant for the dog walk. And my main concern is about the traffic that we have from the houses. And solving the houses with cars, West Richard is already piled up.
But people are going to be watching this and say, oh, it's very nice in an area like West Richard. This is the classic NIMBYism at work here, but you don't want further development in your own back world.
Well, we're having a lot of infill housing around.
I mentioned about the
going just across West Richard, you can spend 20 minutes in a traffic jam, which seems a bit strange.
Let's see if we can just bring, you brought Jake, your pet dog, with you, haven't you? Now, presume what you walk Jake through the woods, do you?
Yeah, we try to walk here most days, so I put myself and my husband and my children to walk here.
Excuse me, over here.
Enjoy the area.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave it there. Mari, that's the situation. There is going to be a further protest here in a week's time, but in the meantime, from the heart of the eco camp, back to you.
Sorry, John, I was trying to cut the fire.
Dog's in it.
Was that it?
Oh, God, we're going to do it again.
We're spending the time to edit it, or just doing it again?
Do it again.
I'll do it. What are you doing?
How long
are
you doing?
5 minutes late.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't see.
How long?
5 minutes late in the camera.
Are you doing it again?
You've done it all.
Take that metal thing out.
We have to stay here for the BBC.
Have you got time to try and do a quicker version? Let's go for it again. I'll be guided by you, but I'm sure that we're all able to streamline it to better effect if we've got time. I'm sure that we could have another go at it and probably make better use of the time. Well, the problem was that John couldn't see Rebecca's timing too well, so we'll make sure that this time around John knows where to look for Rebecca when he gets to the last video. Okay, cheers. John.
What do you reckon? Should they do an hour?